This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Murder charges in Illinois parade shooting.
The loss of life and these devastating injuries demand we seek justice.
Trump allies subpoenaed in Georgia election probe.
This special grand jury is being extremely aggressive.
Troubling new post-pandemic report.
More kids skipping school and misbehaving.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The 21-year-old suspect in the 4th of July mass shooting at a parade in Illinois is expected in court today to face seven charges of first-degree murder. Officials say he purchased high-powered rifles legally years after police deemed him a clear and present danger. We begin with correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Highland Park, Illinois police had two previous encounters with murder suspect Robert Cremo III back in 2019. That spring, officers responded a week after a reported suicide attempt. And again in September, when a family member told police the suspect had a collection of knives and threatened to kill everyone.
The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
The family did not press charges. Officers did notify state police of the incident. But months later, the suspect was allowed to obtain a state firearms owner's ID card. And police say began assembling an arsenal of five legally purchased firearms, including the high-powered rifle similar to an AR-15 used in Monday's shooting. After the 2019 incidents, the suspect's father signed a consent form allowing his son to buy at least one gun.
The parents are stunned and shocked.
Attorney Steve Greenberg is representing the suspect's parents.
Shortly after the police removed the knives from the home, they returned all of the knives, so they didn't see anything that raised a red flag at all.
Those who survived the deadly rampage, like Steve Tilkin, are now calling for change.
There has to be some kind of system where you coordinate information, all these concerns, into a central database. Something has to change.
We're learning more about the victims and the survivors. CBS's Adriana Diaz from North Shore Highland Park Hospital.
Seven people all left home to celebrate our nation and never came back. Among the victims, Catherine Goldstein, Nicholas Toledo, who was visiting from Mexico, Jacqueline Sundheim, a teacher at a local synagogue, Irina and Kevin McCarthy, and Stefan Strauss.
It makes no sense how anyone could do this where there are children.
McCarthy's son was found by bystanders at the parade. This community rallied around him. Word spread on social media looking for his family. He was eventually reunited with his grandparents. His parents are gone, and this little boy, just 2 years old, now faces a long road ahead without his parents.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's days at 10 Downing Street may be numbered as he faces a rapidly growing crisis over a new series of scandals and resignations from two of his top ministers today. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri is in London.
The first blow came from his health secretary, Sajid Javid, who said he could no longer in good conscience continue serving in this government. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak soon followed, declaring the public rightly expect government to be conducted properly, competently, and seriously. The resignations came just minutes after the Prime Minister apologized for appointing lawmaker Christopher Pincher to his government, despite knowing he faced allegations of sexual misconduct in 2019, allegations Pincher denies.
In hindsight, it was the wrong thing to do.
But as a sign that he's not planning to step down, Johnson swiftly appointed replacements for his departing ministers.
Johnson says his job is to keep going. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney has reportedly subpoenaed several members of former President Trump's inner circle to testify before a grand jury looking into potential criminal interference in the 2020 election. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
By summoning in and subpoenaing people like Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump's other members of his legal team, they show that they are meaning business in doing this investigation.
Reports say Senator Lindsey Graham has also been subpoenaed. A first from the Vatican. Pope Francis says he'll appoint women to a committee that helps him choose bishops. And he says he's open to giving women other top-level positions at the Vatican as well.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There is new evidence of the lasting effects of the pandemic on children. Correspondent Jim Krasula takes a look at just-released federal data.
One expert calls a new report troubling. It found that more than 80% of public schools reported that the pandemic has had a huge impact on student behavior and social-emotional development. The National Center for Education Statistics study also found that more than 70% of schools saw increases in chronic student absenteeism since the start of the pandemic.
People near Baltimore are cleaning up after two tornadoes touched down. Twisters damaged homes in Bowie and Shadyside.
It almost was eerie. It looks like all the rain had stopped. And then out of nowhere, there was a loud rumbling. A white wall of wind came and you could feel the house shaking. And the next thing that I heard was a boom. And this tree came right through my bedroom.
The National Weather Service says winds peaked at 90 miles an hour. So far, no injuries reported. Hundreds of people are under evacuation orders in Northern California after a wildfire broke out southeast of Sacramento on the 4th of July.
That fire is burning in actually part of the old Butte burn scar. And while that's a good thing because some of the heavier vegetation is still not regrown from that fire in 2015, we have a lot of lighter fuels which provide a very fast and very high rate of spread.
Fire officials are investigating the possibility the flames were sparked by fireworks or a barbecue. A reprieve for Juul. The Food and Drug Administration says it will suspend its ban on the vapes while the company appeals an order to pull them from the U.S. market. The FDA says Juul hasn't submitted sufficient evidence to prove its e-cigarettes are safe. The heat got the better of Carlos Santana at a concert in Michigan last night.
Get up some cold water!
The 74-year-old fainted while he was performing at Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston. Social media posts show him waving to cheering fans as medics wheeled him away on a stretcher. A spokesman blames heat exhaustion and dehydration. He says Santana was taken to a hospital for observation, and he's doing well now.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A streaming series about some kids dealing with supernatural forces has smashed another record.
Stranger Things Season 4 has been racking up views since Netflix released Part 1 back in May. But now, thanks to Part 2, the series has topped a billion hours of viewing. And it's not surprising, considering the last two episodes alone run more than 4 hours. The entire season is more than 13. Another bonus from part two, Metallica is now surging up rock charts on iTunes and Spotify. Like Kate Bush, the band's 1986 song Master of Puppets got a huge feature in an episode. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A basketball icon is back to front a popular video game. Michael Jordan will be the cover star of NBA 2K23 special editions. He's already appeared on three other covers. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.